This is Miriam, and I'm going to be reading two passages from Patricia Chow's Mambo Peligroso. Page 33. Easter morning she spent as she always did, practicing. She danced in leggings and a tank top and her brand new suede-bottomed 3-inch stilettos from World Tone Music on 23rd Street, until her downstairs neighbor, a retired gay architect, had complained. After that, she practiced in socks, which gave her a nice slip on the oak parquet, although her footwork wasn't nearly as precise. Her CD collection had bloomed. El Ruiseñor, Jimmy Bosch, Wayne Gerbera, Oscar de Leon, Gilberto Santa Rosa, Frankie Ruiz, Eddie Palmieri. Cugello by Wayne Gerbera was her favorite practice tune, medium tempo, more than 9 minutes long, and she loved the jazzy piano and strident blare of the trombones. She practiced in her foyer where there was a mirror, picturing Wendy in front of her, feet striking the floor exactly on the beat, or in syncopation between the beats, shoulders angled, hands keeping time. No margin for error, because no matter how intricate, how it played around the clave, every pattern had to come out landing with a forward step on two. "Make every kick count," El Tuerto would bark over the music. "Cross, cross, cross, kick, pivot, cross, left toe out, drag it in, step, 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 basic, that's it, pivot again." He'd teach them one or two, or sometimes even three, new shines, and then string them together into a routine. On Wednesday mornings, Catalina wouldn't rest until she'd nailed the combination from the night before, and then she'd keep going for a song or two, to seal it into muscle memory, as Wendy would say. After shines came spins. Right, left, half, swivel, traveling spot. The trick to all of them was to find the center, the plumb line, from the tip of your head down through your spine to the balls of your feet, that axis that remained still no matter how fast you whirled, or how many times, or what was happening with your hands or your shoulders or your hair. If you did it right, it felt like flying. It was only when her thigh muscles began to cramp that she'd quit, staggering to the kitchen to pour herself a mug of coffee. As the music continued, though, she couldn't help it. She'd get to her feet, and in the kitchen, with mug in hand, go through the routine again. One right spin, one basic, one left, one basic, one double right, one basic, one double left, one basic. Sipping her coffee on the basic. If she could do a double one-footed spin in her socks holding a cup of scalding coffee, there was no telling how she could shine in her stilettos on the slick floor of the Copa, where she had become a Friday night regular. Her calves were now so muscular that she had to buy socks in the boys' department. The balls of her feet were thick with calluses, which she scraped off with a razor even though they would reappear immediately. "Looking buff," one of her boy students had remarked. Page 174. As always, she made the sign of the cross before stepping onto the floor for her first spin. It was perfect. Not too slow, not too fast. I'm 2 decades older than these kids, and I bet I can outdance them all. The top of her upper lip was already wet, and she reached up, still spinning, to wipe it with her index finger. If only Louis was here, to support her while she did her most show-stopping hesitations. Cross, 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 angle back, lunge. Slide that left leg through his spread-apart ones, right down into a perfect split and back up on the next beat. In her peripheral vision, she could see Catalina and Guillermo watching. Trophy wife had shown no interest in joining them, thank God. She was pure Cuban establishment, from her highlighted hair and $400 Manolo Blahniks. But not a beauty, not like Catalina, who was looking better and better the more Wendy thought about it. Langorious, sultry, full, tropical. Miami became her. A young couple walked out under the floor, across from Wendy, and started dancing. They were nothing to write home about. Isaac Delgado segued into Richard Lembo's Mambo Yo-Yo, a tune Wendy had danced too many times live at Nell's on 14th Street. In response, she cranked things up a notch, bending her knees and dipping her chin so her sequin-banded ponytail whipped around as she spun. Then she went into shines, spirals, front double crosses, a heel-toe combination, a 3-point freeze, a 5-point freeze. The couple across the floor continued to dance, but no one was paying any attention to them. "Huepa!" she heard someone shout, and it was just like New York, except that this time she was soloing. When was the last time she danced alone in front of an audience? Up went her arms, her back arched and then straightened. She wished the music was faster, but she could double time, stutter step, spot the ceiling. Sony Bologna wasn't the only one. Reach up cat-like and then down, hip-hop style, cross, jump turn, do it again, bend over, swirl her ponytail on the floor. What would she do without Mambo? Mambo had saved her from the streets. Mambo would save her again. As well as clave, the song had a strong disco beat, and she felt moves coming back that she hadn't done in decades. Parts of breakdance routines which she'd used to impress Miguel at the laundromat. "This is what the Bronx looks like, folks." The crowd was clapping the clave. Without knowing she was going to, Wendy did a backflip just as the song came to a close, and Albeda followed on its heels. She did back skips to get her breath back, a little moonwalking she'd picked up from Carlos, and then a front flip into a split, then up. There, she should stop now. Her left knee had locked coming up from the split, although she had managed to make the stammer look like part of the routine. It was time for a refresher.